Clean up your act. Shop safety. Most housekeeping safety hazards fall into one of two categories: unsafe acts and unsafe conditions. Statistics show that for every mishap caused by an unsafe condition, roughly 4 are caused by unsafe acts. So it makes sense to be constantly aware of hazardous housekeeping conditions. Good housekeeping can eliminate many of the conditions that cause injuries to yourself or to your coworkers. Use the following checklist in your work area to identify unsafe conditions and unsafe acts. Keep your surrounding work area safe. Keep your tools and working materials off the floor. Use designated storage locations for materials and tools. Keep briefcases, handbags, and other obstacles out of the aisles. Shut the file and desk drawers when they are not in use. Clean and properly maintain all safety gear. Wipe up all spills immediately. Stack materials properly. Remove and repair all unsafe conditions if you are authorized to do so. Keep your work area secure. Lock up before you leave. Return all keys to authorized personnel. Make a daily inspection of your work area and department. Be alert to housekeeping hazards and accumulation of combustibles that could cause a fire. Make sure hazardous materials are properly labeled and stored so that the labels can be seen. Guard against exposure of flammable and combustible materials to any heat source. Put oil, paint, and grease-soaked rags, shavings, or other highly combustible waste in the proper waste receptacles. Clean up safely. Never use alcohol, gasoline, or other flammable liquid as a cleaning agent. Make sure that all flammable liquids are stored away from direct heat and are in the proper containers. Never block fire doors, fire extinguishers, warning signs, or emergency exits. Always report these housekeeping hazards: wet walkways, loose or torn carpeting, chipped tiles, holes, trenches, or open manholes, loose tread on stairs, objects left in the aisles, cables, hoses, or cords stretched across walkways, a poorly lit walkway or stairwell, unsafe tools and equipment, or blocked emergency exits.